little lesson last time that I was here, a couple weeks ago. And it was, again, this is a topic that you put when we handed out those squares of paper. And it was a topic that you wanted to study a little bit on, know a little more about. And it was music, all right? Music, the effects that music have on us. So we started into a study about music and the effects on us. And we used the scripture in Philippians 4:8. So let's turn to Philippians 4:8. Let's kind of pick up where we left off here. But Philippians 4:8, Paul's writing to the people in Philippi, the church in Philippi. And he is saying, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So we called your mind to, you know, about the music that we listen to. Can you say that the songs that we listen to fit the criteria that Paul laid out in this scripture? And again, as we were saying, I'm not going to come out right out and I'm not going to say that the music you listen to or by the music you listen to, I'm not going to unchristianize you, all right? But I want you to think, all right? And again, I preface that, now I'll say it again. Whatever your house rules are, all right? I'm not trying to do anything to undermine what goes on in the home. Maybe there are some rules regarding music in your home. And so I don't want to do anything to undermine that. But I do want to say this. Is the music that you listen to, does it fit the criteria that Paul lays out here? Reading it out of Amplified, it says, finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word. So if you take what you're listening to and lay it right next to God's word, how does it line up? How does it line up? Again, it goes on to say, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace. Does the music that you listen to, does it bring peace? I'm talking about to the heart. All right? Does it bring peace of mind? Again, I'm just trying to make you think here. All right? Just trying to make you think. Whatever is admirable, and of good repute. If there is any excellence, if there be anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. So again, whatever we implant in our heart, young people, is it good? Is it honorable? Is it worthy of praise? Because let's face it, whatever that we are listening to as far as music is concerned, all right, how many times do you wake up and you have a song that you've been listening to quite frequently, and that's maybe one of the first things that you think about in the morning? How many have ever had that happen? I have. And so what I'm saying is whatever that you're listening to, is it worthy of honor? Is it worthy of praising God? I want you to, again, I'm just trying to make you think here. You know, we say that we want to draw up closer to God. We want to have a closer experience with God. What are we filling our minds and hearts with? What are we filling our minds and hearts with? As we said last week, you think about country music artists and some of the music that is especially coming out now. What do most of those songs talk about? Drinking, sex. What else? Cheating? I can't hear you over there. Drugs? So what I'm trying to get at is if we're filling our minds with those types of things, Is it causing us to draw closer to God? Is it causing us to draw closer to God? I also mentioned last week, you think about rap music. A lot of the rap music that is put out talks about violence against women. All right? Violence in general. Think about, you know, especially back in my days, a lot of the rock music, and I use Guns N' Roses as one example. Every city that Guns N' Roses went to, after the concerts, they had riots in the streets. Why? Because they promoted uprising against authority. Like Brother Mike, he talked about the King of the Jungle one, like I said, he lost me, especially because one of the songs that Guns N' Roses had was "Welcome to the Jungle." And basically it was promoting anarchy. Right? So again, young people, the point that I'm trying to get at with this study is, if we're wanting to draw closer to God, what are we filling our minds and hearts with? So we finished up. Well, let me back up just for a second. So here's a little note. So Sherry, Whitney, myself, and Alex, we went to a hockey game a week ago. And during a break in the action, they started playing AC/DC "Highway to Hell." People were standing up and they were singing. Everybody around us, the whole arena was standing up and they were singing. I looked at Sherry and I said, do these people realize exactly what they're singing here? Let me read some of the lyrics to the song. It says, "Leave it, living easy, living free. Season ticket on a one-way ride. Asking nothing, leave me be." I want you to think about this. "Taking everything in my stride. Don't need reason, don't need rhyme. Ain't nothing that I would rather do. Going down, party time, my friends are going to be there too." Goes on to say, "No stop signs. Speed limit. Nobody's going to slow me down. Like a wheel, going to spin it. Nobody's going to mess me around. Hey, Satan, paid my dues. Playing in a rocking band. Hey, mama, look at me. I'm on my way to the promised land." Think about that. I want you to think about that. So the point that I'm getting at, young people, is have we ever thought and considered, yeah, a lot of these songs have a lot of catchy tunes, right? I'll admit that. A lot of them have a lot of catchy tunes. But what is the message behind the catchy tune? What is the message behind the catchy tune? Have you ever stopped and considered what is the message? What is it promoting? And so I finished up our little lesson last time we were here. And I issued a challenge. All right? Issued a challenge. Does the music you listen to line up with what Paul is saying in Philippians 4 and 8? Is what we listening to, or is the things that we listening to, are they honorable? Can they bring praise to God? Is it causing us to live right? Is it causing us to think on the things of God? is it causing us in turning our hearts and minds toward God? Because that's what Paul says. He says, think on these things. And not only think on these things, but make them a part of us. So in what parts of the music that you are listening to, what type of lyrics or what type of thoughts are you making a part of you? Just a thought. Again, if you want to draw up closer to God, if you want to live a victorious life, young people, then you've got to fill your mind with the things of God. You know, we sang a song this morning talking about, you know, what do you want to say, putting the world behind us. Right? Putting the world behind us. We don't need what the world... What was that song, Sherry? I'm trying to think about... Do you remember Sister Victoria? But there was a song where it kind of had the message that, you know, the world doesn't have anything to offer me. World has nothing to offer me. I'll cling to Him, right? Are we really doing that? Are we living the message that is being promoted in that song? World has nothing to offer me. I'll cling to Him. And that's what we should be doing, young people. That's what we should be doing. So I issued a challenge. I issued a challenge for us to clean up our playlist. Is there anything in your playlist that doesn't line up with Philippians 4:8? Again, just issuing a challenge. I went through and I cleaned up a lot off my phone. I went into my Pandora. That's pretty much all I listen to is Pandora. So I cleaned a lot of radio stations off of my Pandora. And I probably, if I sit down and think about it, probably ought to clean a few more off. But I did. All right. Got rid of a lot of radio stations off my Pandora. How about you? How about you? So let's go a little bit further tonight. So let's study a little bit and let's just bring out this thought. Let's talk about the effects of music. And I think about our service this morning. How did those songs make you feel? How did those songs that were sung by the choir, the special songs, how did they make you feel? I came away, and I'll just tell you how I felt. I came away with feeling lifted in my spirit. It made me feel thankful and appreciative for what God's done for me. That's how it made me feel. Does anybody want to add anything to that? How did the songs this morning make you feel?
Blessed.
Anybody else? Encouraged.
Better mood.
I'm sorry, Sister Bunny. Okay, so you felt like that you were in a better mood? All right, maybe you came in feeling down this morning. All right, I just haven't been feeling really good all week. So, you know, sometimes when you don't feel good, you just kind of in a blah. You just kind of feel blah on this, that, and the other. And we all go through periods like that. But I came away from the service, I felt lifted. Why? Because I filled my mind and I filled my heart with the things of God. All right. The songs had a message to them that lifted the heart. So, according to Science Daily, music can change our mood and how we perceive things. I want you to listen to this. So they did. There were some test subjects that they had. And these test subjects saw happy faces when listening to happy music. They saw sad faces when listening to sad music. And it's a proven fact by some of these studies that our brain continuously compares the information that comes in through our eyes and what it expects on the basis of what we know of the world. But also through songs. Through songs, it builds a perception of how we see the world. I want you to think about this. Through songs, it builds a perception that we have of how we see things in this world. And so, I got thinking about this. If we are listening to music that does not lift God up, how are we going to perceive God? How are we going to see God? I want you to think about that. When we're in services like we had this morning and we're listening to songs, doesn't God seem bigger to you? Doesn't God seem bigger to you? Does he seem closer to you? But when we get out into the world, we go back and we start listening to music that doesn't lift God up, that doesn't promote the things of God, then how do we see God? We see God smaller, don't we? And when we're going through a trial, or maybe let's think about being tempted. Let's think about being tempted here for a minute. We all face temptations every day. And if we're not seeing God big in our lives, and we've been listening to things that we shouldn't be, that is not building up the spiritual man, how well do you think that we're going to, or how successful do you think that we're going to be in warding off that temptation and not giving in? What do you think about that? If we see God as the God he is, and we see him, and we fill our minds and our hearts, God's big in our lives, do you think that we're going to be more likely to be able to resist temptation? Sure we are. But if we're filling our minds and hearts with things that are contrary and do not meet the criteria that Paul calls out or calls for in Philippians 4 and 8, then how more likely are we going to be in giving in to that temptation? I would say much more likely. Much more likely to give in to that temptation. So young people, again, what we listen to, what we put into our minds and our hearts, shapes how we see God, shapes how we see the world, shapes how we see things. And music is that one avenue. Music is that one avenue. Again, the brain builds up expectations, not just on the basis of experience, but on our mood as well. So what are we listening to has an effect on what we see as reality, young people. Music has an effect on what we see as reality. And so let's go to, and I think most of us know this account, or know what happens here, but let's go to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 16. This has to do with David and Saul. Right? This has to do with David and Saul. We're going to start out with verse 1, and we're going to do a little bit of skipping around for the sake of time. But this is after God has rejected Saul. All right? It starts in, and God's talking to Samuel. And it says here, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. So again, God has rejected Saul. He's telling Samuel, okay, you've mourned long enough. Let's get down to business. So, here Samuel is going to go and anoint David as king. Let's skip down to verses 14 through 16. Verses 14 through 16, and it says here, but the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. Young people, we never want to get in a place where God's Spirit has departed from us. How sad. How sad. But it says here that the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold now, what an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. And let's go on down to verse 23. And so, let me just kind of, in between here, kind of fill things in. So, they sought out somebody that could play skillfully on the harp, okay? To calm, when that spirit would come on Saul, they wanted somebody to play, all right? And soothe Saul, and that spirit would depart from him. But let's go on down to 23, and it says, And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played it with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil departed from him. So, the point that I'm getting at is, music has an effect on us. Would you agree with that? Music has an effect on us. In this particular situation, when David started playing the harp, it soothed Saul, and that evil spirit that troubled him left him. Now, it left him for a time. It would come back and trouble him. David would have to come back and play his harp. So the point that I'm getting at tonight is right here you see a biblical account, all right, of how, you know, when we're troubled in spirit, all right, when we're troubled in spirit, we need God to move in. Well, if we are not filling our hearts and minds with the right type of music, then it's going to add to our troubles. All right, it's going to add to our troubles. All right, it's going to add to our troubles. So, young people, how very important it is that we listen to good, wholesome music that lifts God up in our lives. And if we're listening to things that have the absence of God or puts living for God in a negative light, then how do you think that that's going to affect our lives? How do you think that's going to affect our lives? Are we going, again, like we said, if we are not filling our hearts and minds, are we going to really be looking for God? I wouldn't think so. Don't think so. So again, young people, I'm just doing this to challenge you, all right? Just doing this to challenge you. I want you to think. You know, I work with young people at the altar. I work with even adults too. They want to have victory in their lives. How many people want to have victory in their lives? Let's be honest. How many of us want to have victory in our lives? I do. Part of that is what we fill our minds and hearts with. That goes a long way with maintaining victory in our lives. What are you filling your hearts and minds with? And a lot of times it comes through the music that we listen to. It comes through the music that we listen to. Because all music, young people, I don't care whether it's Taylor Swift. I don't care if it's Meghan Trainor. I don't care if it's Adele. I don't care if it's Josh Groban. I don't care who it is. There's a message through the music that you are listening to. Okay, Josh Turner. How about Josh Turner? All right. The point that I'm getting at is everything that we listen to, or let's say the Gaither Vocal Band, or let's say the Collingsworth family, there is a message through the music. And so what message are we receiving? What message are we receiving, and what message are we putting in our hearts tonight? Again, we have a choice. We have a choice in the matter. All right, so are we choosing to fill our minds with godly things, or are we choosing to fill our minds with things of this world, And then we wonder, why are we not having victory in our lives? And this is just one avenue. And it's through the music that we listen to. What is the message that we are listening to? What is the message that we are filling our minds with? Because ultimately, that's going to have an effect on whether we are living victoriously for God or whether we fail in the grace of God. So again, I'm just challenging you tonight. What music are we listening to? What is the message that we are listening to? And what are we filling our minds and hearts with? Again, I still issue the challenge. Some of you weren't here. How many people can take their phone and say, you know what, that playlist, this song on the playlist got to go. This station here on my Pandora's got to go. Because it's not uplifting, right? It's not uplifting. It's not. Listen to me. Is what you're listening to pushing you closer to God, or is it pushing you further away from God? That's the question. Is it pushing you towards God? That message of that song, is it pushing you towards God, or is it pushing you further away from God? I want you to think about that. I want you to go through your playlist and say, does that song push me closer to God, or does it push me further away from God? If it doesn't, then you ought to go, delete. Remember, there's a lot of you in here that raised your hand and said you want to have victory, right? Again, the messages in the songs that we listen to go a long way to whether we have victory or whether we don't have victory in our lives. And does it fit the criteria that Paul points out in Philippians 4 and 8? Is it wholesome? Is it true? Is it lovely? Is it of good report? Paul says, think on those things. And if we're not thinking on those things, if what we're listening to is not causing us to think on those things, then we need to reevaluate. We need to reevaluate. Amen. Let's stand.